call to order the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators meeting Monday, February 4th, 6 p.m. Roll call, please.
Reagan. Forsythe.
Here.
Lightfoot.
Here.
Sheridan.
Here.
Leader. Denisha.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Akers.
Here.
Fay.
Here.
Haggard.
Here.
Arquette.
Here.
Burke.
Here.
Arquette.
Here.
Terminelli.
Here.
Curran.
Here.
14 present.
Thank you. We'll start with a prayer by Mr. Denisha, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come together this evening as free people. Free people of the United States of America, and free people of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say, may you be gracious to us and bless us. May you grant us the courage to do what is right and just, not only in our actions and in this body of life and represent us, but in our daily life as well. May our faith in you and one another grow in our doubts. May we put aside our petty differences for the greater good. We ask your blessings and love for those innocents who continue to be subjected to senseless acts of persecution and violence. May we bring this together to be for purpose. All these things we ask.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have one item to add to the agenda, and that will be at the time of the county administrator's report, and that is the emergency services orientation. So could I have a motion to approve that, the agenda with that addition? Ms. Terminelli, seconded by Larry and Rita. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Need approval, a motion for approval of the minutes of the January 2nd board meeting by Mr. Sheridan, seconded by Ms. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications?
A resolution was received from Orange County calling for New York State legislative action to classify as controlled substance certain fentanyl analogs that are responsible for opioid overdose deaths. A letter was received from Sue Longshore, Executive Director of the St. Lawrence County Historical Association, announcing the accomplishments of two of St. Lawrence County's local historians, Linda Kazerly, Town and Village Canton historian, received an award of excellence in promoting local history through research, writing, and other related accomplishments. And John Austin, independent researcher from DeKalb, received the Joseph J. Meany Award for Excellence in Military, Labor, and Marine Projects or Publications, in particular, the county's role in both the War of 1812 and the Civil War.
Thank you. Now is the time for citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address this board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that wants to address the board?
My name is Ann McLaughlin, and I live in Canton, and I'm a small business owner in St. Lawrence County. I'm here to speak to you tonight on the impending legalization of cannabis in New York State. I've lived here for 41 years. For the last 22 of those years, I've provided wellness therapy for thousands of St. Lawrence County residents through my massage therapy practice. Being in the wellness industry and interested in complementary forms of healthcare, over the last 14 years, I've developed an interest in cannabis as a viable source of medicine and industry. My insight has come from visiting places where cannabis is legal or simply tolerated. What I've come to learn in my travels is that cannabis legalization is not the boogeyman, as some would portray it. There are literally hundreds of thousands of people, both nationally and worldwide, that are working for legalization. The cannabis culture consists of people who are passionate about this plan. They are honorable, hardworking, compassionate people who want to see this industry thrive. I hope St. Lawrence County will not deny this opportunity to its citizens, but thoughtfully embrace the change offered. Having said that, there are concerns offered by many, including the New York State Association of County Health Officials. Their response to legalization is that they are not in favor of it, indicating that they have serious concerns and urge legalization be approached thoughtfully and with extreme caution. Yes, there are valid concerns, but they've mostly been reduced to concerns with automobile accidents, ER visits, and access to children, based on reports from Colorado since their initiative to legalization. In light of those concerns, I have heard nothing about alcohol and tobacco deaths, illnesses, and associated consequences being sufficient enough to override personal freedom as we have with the criminalization of cannabis. Your caution need not be approached in such a way as to be overly restrictive nor punitive. Cannabis consumers have been persecuted enough. Rather, the county approach to implementation of a legalized economy ought to be such that it encourages entrepreneurship with a deep understanding of this plant in all its complexity. To that end, I would urge you to educate yourselves, to address the gaps in knowledge as you set policy. I believe it is how you can best develop protocols for implementation that protect our citizens and enhance our freedom. So the report from the front is that legalization has been a good thing. It's been good for people, it's good for the economy, but mostly it's been good for people. Ultimately, what people are looking for is to feel better. That's what cannabis does. It makes one feel better. It enhances your perceptions, it calms, it elevates. And indeed, its main feature is that it relieves stress. This is not something we can keep from people. The risks and benefits are already evident. With millions of consumers using cannabis, there has not been one death from consumption alone attributable to its use. So going forward, I urge you to familiarize with this document titled The Assessment of the Potential Impact of a Legalized Market in New York State. It's a great document. A lot of work was put into it. It may help you gain a clearer understanding of why New York State is about to legalize. Also, I would like to point out this assessment was made with input from subject panel experts, which is kind of a statistical thing, and studies are done using subject panel experts. The answer to many of these questions that were posed in this document were guided by these subject panel experts. It was an indication that those who were about to set policy didn't know the scope of this legislation and sought input from those who know. So in that vein, I would urge this board to please consider convening a consumer advisory board to help navigate the transition to a regulated legal cannabis market in St. Lawrence County. There is much benefit to be gained from this economy. In New York State, the governor plans legalization in what he says is a very short period of time, which is probably not the case, but what he did propose was that small cities with under 100,000 people and counties could opt out of this system. I am hoping St. Lawrence County will not opt out of a legalized market, since we have such a huge agricultural economy. There is much benefit to be made by advancing this in our county. Medical patients who have medical access to medical marijuana in St. Lawrence County do not have access that is easily available because they have to travel great distances to get their medicine. If we had a market here, people could access their medicine here, and for people who are adults, they could also access cannabis and maybe even consider using cannabis as opposed to other opioids, pharmaceutical drugs, or alcohol. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Berry.
My name is Kevin Beery. It's true that St. Lawrence County is an economically depressed area and needs jobs. It's true that the creation of government jobs injects state and federal dollars into the county. And it's true that these funds circulate throughout the economy and help to support various businesses and professional services. But even if the state subsidized certain jobs at 100%, that would not in itself be sufficient reason to create the position. Positions and programs, initiatives, or whatever name they might be called by, should not be created merely because the funding is available. They should be created if they appropriately provide a necessary and desired service to the people. There has been some discussion in this chamber about the problem of poverty in the county and the need to address it. I hope that when they discuss and legislate on behalf of the county's poor, county's most vulnerable, the legislators will try to see the problems of the poor from the standpoint of the poor themselves. The family is, of course, the basic unit of society, and keeping the family together should be the primary goal of any intervention into the domestic sphere by government. In some parts of the country, family preservation services exist that are designed to help families with problems by improving parenting and other skills while keeping the family together. Parents facing difficulties are not going to ask for help from government agencies if they suspect or if they know that by seeking help, their families are going to be subjected to intrusions and disruptions. I understand that many of the legislators feel that the creation of jobs is a proper function of government. Whether this is so or not, the same rule should apply to government as applies to medicine. First, do no harm.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board? Seeing none, we will move on to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the Director of Emergency Services to sign a memorandum of understanding with Fort Drum and to enter into a mutual aid agreement for fire and hazardous material in the event of a hazardous fire and hazardous material event. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsyth, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Probation Department for Records Management and move for its adoption.
A second. Mr. Perkins, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Excuse me. Forgive me. Roll call.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Kern?
Yes.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Sheriff's Office for automotive expenses, gas and oil, and overtime for the Criminal and Correctional Division and move for its adoption.
Your second. Mr. Arquette and Mrs. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? I'll get it straight sooner or later. Roll call, please.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Aye.
15 yes.
The resolution passes. Mr. Denisha?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with SHI Innovative Solutions for a security system upgrade for the St. Lawrence County Correctional Facility and modifying the 2019 budget for the Sheriff's Office.
And move for its adoption?
And move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Akers, Mr. Reagan, and Ms. Arquette? Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to offer an amendment to that resolution.
Go right ahead.
On the delete, it would be delete the third whereas, which states, whereas the proposal from SHI Innovative Solutions allows the Sheriff's Office to purchase a security system upgrade with a five-year installment plan, $177,047 for each year, starting 1/25/2019 and ending 1/5/2023, providing full ownership at the end. We would delete that. And we would, and on the fourth, whereas, we go down on the, that would change to, whereas necessary appropriations for this security system upgrade were appropriated in the targeted capital reserve in the 2019 budget in contingency and recommended to utilize the balance from 2018 remaining funds. And down at the fourth line from the bottom, we would add decrease unappropriated fund balance $588,350, increase appropriated fund balance $588,350.
And I think that that last figure will change also, Mr. Denisha, the total amount for jail equipment under increased appropriations?
Yes, that's going to be $765,397.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Mr. Reagan? You want to address this, Mr. Forsyth? Just vote.
No, as long as they feel, you know, Ruth okay. And the treasurer feel comfortable with that amount.
Any discussion regarding the amendment? Is everybody straight and understands completely what was done? Okay.
Please.
I didn't hear you. Will I explain it?
Joe, I can speak to it.
Do you have a copy of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the copy in bold is what's being changed or added.
That could be for one, you know, one year.
Well, look, why don't we discuss it later with you and I if you want to discuss it. But right now, we're going to continue with the meeting. So as far as the amended resolution, is there a motion? There is a motion. There is a second. There's no more for you asking?
Yeah, I guess I'm not sure why we're doing what we're doing. And I guess I'd like to understand a little better.
Yeah, I'll let the county administrator explain it.
So when you saw this resolution at Operations Committee, you saw the one-year payment that was set aside in the capital reserve of the contingency account for 2019. And after some discussion in the meeting, we were able to go back and take a look at what our options were. As we discussed at that meeting, we also had an option to bond. There's an associated cost, like we were looking at. For the five-year plan, we determined that it would be about $119,000 in interest over that period of time. For bonding, it wouldn't be as much, but there still would be costs, much like we saw with the RANs when we formally took those. So when we looked at how we were ending the year, which we tentatively unaudited, advised you of the outcome of 2018, we thought we would stick with the budget appropriation set aside of the $177,000, but take the balance of that, which is the $588,000, from our remaining funds in 2018. So while we don't know that final number, we are comfortable with the financial position of the county to recommend to you to use those funds out of what wouldn't have been appropriated going back into fund balance. So this modification moves it into the board authorizing us to spend, and then it authorizes in the sheriff's budget the purchase in one action rather than over 5 years.
Anyone else? Mr. Arquette.
That's correct.
Anyone else? I think in one cent, in one, excuse me, Mr. Reagan?
And this will save the county about, did you say over $100,000 over the 5 year, rather than paying interest over the 5 years?
Yes, it's a cost avoidance measure.
Thank you.
Anyone else? We're not going to pay for it over 5 years. We're going to pay it all at once, and we're going to save over $100,000. That's the nuts and bolts of it. All in favor, please signify by saying roll call.
Well, this is for the amendment.
This is on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment. We don't need a roll call for the amendment. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now to the amended resolution. Is there any further discussion on the amended resolution? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying saying roll call. You know, by the last one, I'll get it tonight.
Haggard.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
Arquette.
Yes.
Burke.
Yes.
Arquette.
Yes.
Terminelli.
Yes.
Curran.
Yes.
Reagan.
Aye.
Forsyth.
Yes.
Lightfoot.
Yes.
Sheridan.
Yes.
Theater.
Yes.
Denisha.
Yes.
Perkins.
Yes.
Akers.
Aye.
Fay.
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Operate resolution authorizing the chair to sign a federal equitable sharing program agreement and annual certification report and move for its adoption.
For a second. Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? This is not a roll call. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a legal secretary position in the office of the district attorney and move for its adoption.
Your second. Mr. Burke, Mr. Perkins, Ms. Arquette, any discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Discover eGov for civil service personnel tracking and maintenance software and modifying the 2019 budget for human resources and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Mr. Forsyth, is there any discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, roll call.
And Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Aye.
Bay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution's carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution granting authorization to fill a human resource technician position in human resources and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the Director of Public Health to sign business associate contracts between public health and entities receiving protected health information. I move for its adoption.
For a second. By Mr. Fay and Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution. I think that's going to require a roll call vote. It says modifying in it.
You didn't have to do that.
It's accepting funding from Excelsis Blue Cross Blue Shield for Fall 2018 Community Health Award for the Walk with a Doc program and modifying the 2019 budget for the Public Health Department. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsyth, Mr. Akers, and Ms. Arquette. Is there any discussion regarding this resolution to be about to be a roll call vote? I guess none. Roll call vote.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Aye.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Aye.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Aye.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a memorandum of understanding with maximizing independent living choices and resource center for independent living. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli, I'll get it straight, and Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to accept a donation from Blevins Brothers Incorporated of a vehicle to be used for the Office of the Aging Home Delivered Meal Program. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Denisha, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, and Mr. Haggard. Is there any discussion regarding this resolution? Mr. Forsyth.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a note as a fellow business owner who believes in buying local. This is a classic example of why people should buy local. This is outstanding by the Blevins family. I wholeheartedly support this, so thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Office of Children and Family Services for Sexually Exploited Youth Safe Harbor Program and modifying the 2019 budget for the Youth Bureau. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, Mr. Leader, Ms. Arquette, and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
T. Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Aye.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Aye.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution's carried. Mr. Sheridan?
I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a keyboard specialist in the Community Service Department and move for its adoption.
For a second. By Mr. Akers, Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to create and fill a caseworker CPS position in the Department of Social Services, and I move for its adoption.
For a second. Mr. Denisha, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers? Did I miss one?
I got one more.
Go right ahead. Forgive me.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to create and fill a caseworker CPS position in the Department of Social Services. I move for its adoption.
For a second. By Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Burke. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, Mr. Akers. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm straight. No, this is not. All right, let's cut the levity, guys. Mr. Sheridan.
Let me go to page 18. 19, but I left off at 18.
See, I'm not the only one.
But I don't have that other one on this.
It's the same as the last
shows. It's authorization to create and fill a caseworker assistant?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got that, but not on the other, not on page 3, I didn't have it, but okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing, giving authorization to create and fill a caseworker assistant position in the Department of Social Services. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Akers, Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution calling upon the state of New York to provide increased funding related to the provision of indigent parental representation services, and I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Fay, and Mr. Sheridan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget to the Department of Highways for overtime contractual obligations. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Mr. Arquette, Mr. Denisha, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Excuse me. Roll call.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Aye.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Akers? Is there a second? Mr. Denisha, Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify, excuse me, roll call.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Aye.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Akers?
Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the creation of self-insurance reserve for the 2018 budget for associated costs of health care, liability, and casualty funds. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsythe, Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, signify all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Excuse me, roll call, I'm sorry.
Reagan?
Aye.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes. Aye.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I authorize the resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the St. Louis Center for all proposed rabies clinic. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Sheridan. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to offer an amendment to this. I'd like to remove the St. Louis Center Mall.
All right, so in the top paragraph, we're going to change St. Lawrence Central Mall to Cornell Cooperative Extension Association. In the fifth whereas, we are going to delete the St. Lawrence Center Mall and insert Cornell Cooperative Extension Association.
Correct.
And in the now therefore be it resolved, we are going to delete the St. Lawrence Center Mall and add Cornell Cooperative Extension Association. Is that correct? Is there any discussion on the
second,
Mr. Haggard and Mr. Sheridan? Is there any discussion on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. To the amended resolution, is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution reappointing the conflict defender for St. Lawrence County. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's carried. County Administrator?
At this time, we'd like a brief recess to set up for the Emergency Services Department orientation.
We'll take a 5-minute recess. O'clock at the Dubisky Center.
But yes, sir.
Okay. Inappropriate?
Yeah.
Why not? What do you look so happy about? Put your papers in or something? Or?
No, haven't been encouraged yet.
Performance reviews. Yeah, well, look at the bright side. You've got to put a bigger RC next to that when I'm doing this, because I don't even look over there. Okay. I wish it would have.
This is what's coming out of contingency. This amount, 177. No. This is coming out of contingency. This is coming out of fund balance. So this is coming out of fund balance. Okay. This is contingency, and then the total would be how much they cost. So if I can't confirm these numbers, I don't have it. I have it in the package.
Good. Have some water.
So this is coming out of this. It was probably to this the first year payment. Originally it was supposed to be 1 year out of five. It's coming out of this year's budget. We budgeted it. That's what this is saying. Up here. Yes. So this is where the proposal for them had a 5 year installment plan in this one right here. And we set as much as I did thinking of what would be installment and what to figure out how to get to that budget the next 5 years.
I don't know if that is the question. I don't know if that is the question.
I'd like to welcome Mr. McLaquire to the meeting. It will probably be one of his last board meetings. And I would just like to say that, and I think I can speak for everybody here, that we are very impressed and very thankful for the job that you have done. And it is with mixed emotions that we bid you a fond farewell, but that's life and things happen. So
I understand that, Joe, and thank you.
I think
very
you did a great job.
Thanks.
Moving right along.
Moving along, because we got a time when they. Well, first, let me please take a brief moment to introduce. This is Jonathan Mitchell. He's been with the office about 3 weeks now. He came on as the Deputy Director of Emergency Services. And I feel confident in being able to say that. Even though John is as young as he is very he has a very good mind. He knows EMS better than a lot of people who've been in the field for much longer. And I think he'll be an asset to the Office of Emergency Services, specifically as it relates to the EMS services in the county. Okay.
Yep.
So real quickly, you know, this is basically an orientation. Some of you who've been here longer have an idea of what Emergency Services Office does. For those of you who are new legislators, this is kind of just a 10,000-foot overview of the office and the function that we perform for the citizens of St. Lawrence County. So the Office of Emergency Services, some of the things that we cover, we have the oversight for the county's 911 public safety answering point. We coordinate and manage countywide emergency responses during disasters. Fire coordination, we perform that for the 41 volunteer fire agencies through training, resource allocation. We assist them with any of the problems that they may be having. EMS coordination, we do this for the 10 independent EMS agencies, as well as the 11 that are associated with fire departments. We manage the county's fire investigation team, which is this SLC FIT, which consists of about 15 people volunteers who are trained to perform fire investigations, cause and origins for the fire departments around the county. Sometimes they are unavailable, so it's under general municipal law, it's required for the fire chiefs to determine cause and origin. But these additional 15 resources that we have received additional training to be able to make cause and origin determination, specifically as it's related to suspicious fires, which could be arsons. They're volunteers to the program, to the county. We support them with the purchase of equipment through grant funding, as well as we cover mileage for those of them that submit requests for reimbursement. We have oversight for the county's hazardous materials response team. Basically, we have a contract, or it's in the works, with the city of Ogdensburg. They're the personnel for the hazardous hazmat team. They have the trained personnel. We tried to implement some more volunteer participation, but because of the very rigid requirements for training and annual refreshers, it's hard to get volunteers to spend that much more additional time to attain the training to maintain their certification for hazmat. It works out that the city is willing to utilize their fire department as well as police officers to support this program, and I think it's important to consider keeping that going forward. We also maintain that we're also responsible for maintaining the county's comprehensive emergency management plan, which is continuously evolving. So the mission statement for the Office of Emergency Services is we want to provide the citizens and municipalities of the county with an effective, efficient, professional emergency response and mitigation capability. So, you know, we work with all the municipalities throughout the county. We work with the fire departments to assist them in, if there's a declared disaster, we help them navigate through the paperwork that's required through FEMA and such to receive compensation and reimbursement for any expenditures that they may have incurred as a result of that disaster. For staffing in the office, the Director of Emergency Services, the newly created Deputy Director, and I also have an Administrative Assistant. But with that, we also have the staffing. We have the St. Lawrence County Dispatch, which is our 911 center. We are the primary public safety answering point in the county. So when we look at some of the things that are going around, there's discussions with municipal police departments of possibly doing away with their dispatch centers. They're not required by law to have dispatching capabilities. We as the county, because we are the 911 answering point, we are required to have that position. So eventually there's a possibility that we may be incurring some additional responsibilities should those municipal police departments determine they want to get out of dispatching. So with that, for staffing, we have the supervisor of dispatch operations, two senior dispatch, the supervisor is responsible for scheduling, also maintaining standard operating procedures and identifying if there's any issues within dispatch that need to be corrected. We have two senior dispatchers who are responsible for overseeing shifts and working with the input of data as we receive it. We have 13 full-time dispatchers and 3 part-time dispatchers. So over the last years, I've come before this board on numerous occasions talking about some of the things that we've accomplished. This is the Messina Backup Public Safety Answering Point. So prior to this, the development of this, we were stuck in a little cubby hole in the back of highway, and really we were working off of a couple of portable radios and some phone lines. Now we have a functional backup public safety answering point at the Harrogate Commons building in Messina, and I would offer anybody an opportunity to go down there and admire this location. This is what I would like to see our primary public safety answering point look at as we go forward in the development and to redo that space before we invest any considerable amounts of funding to fixing that and cleaning up the cosmetics in that room. I think it should be take the opportunity to take a look at this place down there. This is what our work environment that we should have our staff in. And again, it was completed in 2018, and all of it was funded through grant support. Communications project, again, I've been in front of this board numerous times discussing the numerous grant opportunities that we've received. So the communications project was to improve communication capabilities for county first responder agencies such as police, fire, and EMS. We've had our challenges. We're the largest geographic county in the state of New York. We have mountains, we have valleys, and communications are a continual challenge for our first responders. So through this project, one of the things that we identified, this has been going on for the 5 years I've been here, the previous existing infrastructure was approximately 35 years old, and it wasn't public safety grade. So everything that we're doing now, we're elevating our infrastructures to meet public safety grade requirements, and so the plan was to construct 8 new tower locations around the county. You know, ideally, we, you know, to, for the county of our size, we could have gotten 15, 16, but this will suffice for the staying in the VHF frequency band that we'll be utilizing. We had 4 sites completed in 2017. We've put legacy equipment on all those sites. We've been operating off those sites after a couple of hiccups. We've got everything functional. The plan now is for 2019 is to add the 3 additional sites, Waddington, Hammond, and Governor, areas that we've had some significant communication challenges, specifically Governor and Hammond. Our current repeater that we have in Hammond sits on top of the high school, so we really have no elevation for broadcasting from that location. So this new tower site will provide a significant upgrade in our communication capabilities for that part of the county. So the anticipated project completion date for, with everything, all of the LMR, land mobile radio equipment, the microwave equipment, all the towers completed is anticipated for 2021. And again, this funding has been supported with grants such as this statewide interoperable communications grant. Fire and EMS coordinators, but again, part of the roles that I've assumed for the last 5 years until John came on board as the EMS coordinator. We provide assistance to the county fire departments with training and resource allocation. We have 8 district deputy coordinators. Because of the size of our county, we've broken it out. We have 8 district deputy coordinators who are all volunteer. Again, I support them with the purchase of minimal equipment that they need to perform their duties, as well as though there are a few of them who do submit for mileage. Not all of them do, that's their choice. They're eligible to receive mileage for the time that they travel around. Those 8 individuals are my eyes and ears in the field because I can't be everywhere all at once. And they respond to events, and if it needs to be elevated or escalated to resources allocated from another agency or from the state, then they reach out to me and I make those calls to get those additional resources as necessary. We also coordinate all the fire and EMS training opportunities through the Office of Fire Prevention and Control, which is a state office, and we utilize the state fire instructors to do the majority of the fire training in the county. We do also have 1 county fire instructor who just came on board not too long ago. And he basically provides some backup assistance when there's a lot of these fire classes that have to be taught that require 2 or 3 instructors. And because some of the state fire instructors also have other jobs, they may not always be available on the dates that the classes are instructed. So the county fire instructor provides an additional resource so that we can ensure that the training courses go off as required. The St. Lawrence County FIT team, again, this is basically a 16-member fire investigation supported by the office that assists fire chiefs with the determination of cause and origin regarding suspicious fires. All volunteers supported with equipment, and some do submit mileage requests. The hazmat team, again, responds to chemical, biological, or radiological emergencies. We have the contracted services with the city of Ogdensburg. That's staffed with city firefighters as well as city police officers. We do have 3 volunteers on the team right now, but they're also district deputy coordinators, and they all 3 of them work at Alcoa, and Alcoa does a lot of hazmat training because of the work environment there, so they're an asset to the team as well. And we have one team leader appointed by the county fire coordinator, and he makes sure that he coordinates all the training aspects that are required of the hazmat team. And he, again, he's my eyes and ears out in the field. He may, when a call goes out for a hazmat event, he'll be one of the first ones there, just in making sure that the county is being represented well during an event. Equipment is supported through grants allocated to the CASMAT Consortium, which is that whole group of counties to our north and east that we are part of. For grants, statewide interoperable communications grant, that's our big one. Total received since 2014 is just over $5 million. We've spent probably about 2.6 of that through the rounds, through the construction projects that we constructed those first four towers. And the additional funding will support additional construction projects over the next couple of years. And again, there's still some funding that I mentioned before that's targeted grant money. We're supposed to be receiving some of that grant funding within the next quarter of 2019. Yet to be determined the amount, but I would hope to see at least $3 or $4 million there. And with that funding and what we have currently awarded to the county, I see no reason why we can't get this communications project completed on time by 2021 and fully supported by this grant. Public safety answering point grants are, again, those are the ones that we receive on an annual basis. Total received since 2014 is $969,614, and that money is all utilized to support upgrades and equipment at the 911 center and maintenance agreements that we have associated with those purchases, which is like our Spillman, our call taking solutions, which was Entrado now West. Those are all supported through grant funding that we're allowed to utilize towards equipment specifically for the public safety answering points. Statewide Homeland Security Protection grants, total received since 2014, $671,000. And this, again, funding is used to support ongoing maintenance agreements, phone costs related to emergency services. And the next one was the EMPG grant, the Emergency Preparedness Management Grant. And that supports a percentage of the salaries for the participating staff in the Office of Emergency Services, which is myself, which will be Jonathan, and Tammy LeBrake, my administrative assistant. So part of that grant is attributed to our salaries, and it's worked through the treasurer's office. And that's 15 minutes. Questions? Do you have any questions for me?
Mr. Burke.
When you say our equipment, are you talking about the 911 center? Yes, we do take text to 911. We also have Mutual Link, which is the ability to receive and transmit video as well. Last year we had two. The Bordeaux fire, which ended up being a hazmat response. So when we have hazmat events, you know, we have a contract with the city of Ogdensburg. We pay them a certain amount, and it's basically to maintain the equipment, do inspections and such. Whenever there's a response to an event, the city of Ogdensburg will send their people, but with that comes a cost. Their people's the backfill or the for overtime and such like that. So when an event occurs, it's the office's responsibility to define who the responsible party is and then seek compensation from either their insurance company or whatever the case may be, which we did do through Bordeaux. We submitted a cost for the equipment that may have been utilized, as well as the overtime cost for the backfill for the Ogdensburg City personnel, and they pay it, and we give that money back to the city.
I was just wondering,
the challenge is the state really, you know, the whole push is to elevate the capabilities of the hazmat response teams. Right now we're a tier 3 team. We don't have all the equipment to elevate to a tier 2 or a tier 1 team. But through the grants that the state is giving and the additional training that they're providing, they're looking to elevate, because the understanding is there's a lot of bad stuff traveling on our roads, on our railways, all around, all the time, and all it would take is one serious event, and know, that it's a lot of people at risk, so we want to have the ability to respond and contain as quickly as possible.
Anyone else? Mr. Burke?
We've looked at, again, what I said before is we're still in the process of building and putting in communications equipment on. We have reached out. Blue Wing is more than, our consultant is more than happy to do marketing for the county, and we're also looking at other avenues as well. But at this point, no, I haven't done any, received any. There's been questions from AT&T specifically because they received the FirstNet award nationally as well as in New York State. So there's a possibility that AT&T, because of the new towers that we're building, may want to co-locate some of the equipment on our towers so that they can improve their coverage area for FirstNet capabilities.
Anyone else? Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Fine presentation.
Again, this wasn't an easy decision, and it falls totally on the state of New York for taking hard-earned pension dollars away from somebody who's willing to work in a field not necessarily within their original scope of employment, but at a cost that I really couldn't afford any longer. So, but I appreciate the time. I made a lot of good friends. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and I truly feel grateful for having the opportunity to serve the citizens of St. Lawrence County.
We feel that we have definitely benefited from your 5 years here, probably as much or more than you benefit. Mr. Reagan had one last question.
This is, you know, you're going to be leaving us, after the experiences that you've had, and now that you have an additional person on your staff, with the volunteer fire departments and rescue squads that we have across the county, who are often very stressed in terms of dealing with all the things that they have to do in order to stay in operation. I know a lot of them struggle each year to apply to the federal government for the grants that the
assistance to firefighter grants, right.
And I'm wondering whether all the fire departments actually do apply, whether some of them don't bother just because of the headaches associated with it. And my thinking is, you're going to be gone, but is there a role for your office to assist them with that in the future? Or do you guys have,
We have limited resources in the office. I have in the past offered my services to any of the fire departments who were seeking to apply for the assistance of firefighter grants, that I would help them navigate through the reams of paperwork that are required to submit those requests. And there are opportunities out there for fire departments. Some do apply for them on a yearly basis. Obviously, they don't get them every year. There are those departments, some of the smaller ones, that do struggle, that don't, because of the owner's requirements in the grant process. But I've always offered my services.
I've seen quite a few of the applications, mm-hmm. and I'm just wondering whether some are good at it, some are not. If there was a way to provide them with some standardized assistance.
Well, actually, our planning department, Heidi Ames in planning, has worked with fire departments and provided education for them in completing those grant applications. The offers are out there. It's just whether or not.
Thing?
Yes, it is. And again, the offer has always been out there. It's just some people choose to come to us and ask for assistance, and others don't. Yeah. There are people that are out there working in these fire departments that are writing these grants and have become very proficient at it.
And
they've offered their services to neighboring departments as well.
You're off the hook, Mike.
I'm done.
You're done.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you. County Administrator.
The first report tonight is a transfer of funds by local law C of the year 2011. I'm required to report to you any transfers that I can make. This one is for the Office for the Aging. There was a transfer of $5,000. As you were made aware in Andrea's presentation, they had an extraordinary year as far as meal production at the nutrition sites. So this is in order to pay their December Cisco and New York State Docs invoices. So I want to make you aware of that. Also tonight, you probably noticed when you came in, the desks have been shifted across. We didn't want you to trip over any of the hazards back there. We actually centered the room so that legislators could see a little bit better. We didn't fix anything or move the wires. Wanted to make sure it didn't meet with objection at this point. But if this is the way that the board would be see acceptable to keep it, we will make the necessary adjustments. No concerns? And we shifted just some of the, a couple of the chairs over here. So we didn't lose any public seating. In fact, we brought some of the chairs back in, so there's plenty of room.
Just wondering if you had so much time on their hands to figure this out, some of your staff.
Entire county employees. Moving on. Last week, January 27th through the 30th, nine of you, the sheriff, the treasurer, and myself, all attended a variety of seminars offering at the NYSAC Winter Conference. I moderated a panel for the first time on advocating for your county. The actions that this board has taken over the last 3 years to bring to the attention of our state representatives caught on a bit, and they wanted some conversation at that level. It included the chair of the Hamilton County Board of Supervisors, Bill Farber, and Luis Montez, a Long Island lobbyist who is the principal in one of his private firms. So we were able to talk about both the methods and the schedule for getting the time and attention at the state level to get issues related, in our case, to St. Lawrence County. I also attended committees that I've recently been appointed to, taxation and finance, as well as intergovernmental affairs. We passed a total of 7 resolutions, and I moved the resolution on increasing the share of DMV revenue. It's in accordance with the agenda that this board's adopted for a number of years. But the other resolutions, which you will see when NYSAC shares the myriad of, out of all of their committees, included mandate funding, home rule authority, internet sales tax collection, funding of the most recent voting reforms, as well as the full count committees as we look forward to the census in 2020. NYSAC also runs a county government institute that legislators can sign up for. I have 2 legislators who will already completing the process to do that. There's forms available in the office. What that requires is a number of the courses that they offer, as well as a continuing education environment. And the folks that attended got to see 4 members of across New York State governments graduate, if you will, from that institute. So it keeps current some of the information, I think, that's important with regard to New York State. The resolution 29-2019, title newspaper designation, requires all of you to sign off. Many of you, I think, have done so on the annual selections for newspapers. If not, if we could continue circulating those, all legislators need to sign off and then get those back to Kelly. Vacancy review committee is scheduled for tomorrow at 3:30. There are 12 existing or abolishing create resolutions or positions to be considered and 4 new ones. So the legislators that will be attending tomorrow, the folders are available if you don't already have them on your desk. I wanted to remind you that next week we have a combined committee with the President's Day holiday on Monday, February 18th. And at the combined committee meeting, we will continue the department orientation with weights and measures, the county clerk, planning, and a presentation from Doug Vineski's firm on the cost allocation plan. And the reason I'm bringing that to you with the department orientations is a number of revenue creating departments utilize a cost allocation plan to substantiate their claims to the state. So I thought it was a good time for you to understand that as we move into and then eclipse the first quarter. So weather pending, he will be here as well. And at Finance, the County Administrator, Board of Legislators Office, I will present, and I've invited our partner agencies to join me and provide you with an update on what they've been up to, as well as how they service the county on your behalf. Also, I wanted to make you aware that on January 25th, Judge Vito Caruso was on site. He is the Chief Judge for the 4th Judicial District. He met with Judges Farley, Richards, Ritchie, and Morris. security, our Captain Hollis, who's on site here, Chairman Lightfoot, and myself, to discuss family court needs, space, and access, as well as the long-anticipated vertical security in this building. Also, an update was provided to them on the courthouse door project. We are reviewing options and looking at funding opportunities. As you'll remember, some of the funding in this building is provided by the court, so we talked about that. I'm looking to convene the space committee to take a look at what their requests are, to look at the county needs in this building, to consider and determine how we should proceed. So folks who will be officially appointed the space committee will be looking to meet soon. Two other items for that group to take a look at. The satellite location in Governor is being reviewed for renovation and expansion into previously utilized space. If you remember, we used to hold public health department satellite offices prior to the closure of the home health agency. So we are looking to reoccupy that space to make available space for our chemical dependency clinic located there. And on the other item is January 25th, I provided you with an update on the Ogdensburg satellite location and some damage that had been sustained there. That was quickly resolved at that time. However, just today, they've had another issue that they believe is related to the sprinkler system. So I'll keep you updated on the resolution they propose with regard to that. And finally, I'd like to schedule a shared services panel meeting. That was last convened in August of 2017. To discuss options and opportunities for the match. If you recall, we adopted a twofold plan in our shared services initiative. One was to provide fuel options for local municipalities to piggyback on the price that we receive, and the balance of that at that time was to consider some type of arrangement with local communities as far as the courts are concerned. With the numerous departments that we have and have to send out to each of the courts, we wanted to talk about that dynamic. So I'd like to schedule that tentatively for February 27th. I would also like to include highway superintendents. So as you go back and travel to your local meetings, that's a group that wasn't included on the shared services panel originally. I did include the school districts. Some counties chose not to. We did have some participation from local school districts, but we would look at a later afternoon or an early evening start. So I will send out a communication electronically, but I wanted to let you know we'll be looking to do that. Because we adopted a plan in 2017, we were not required to do one in 2018. However, the plan going forward now is each year counties are required to submit a new plan. So for 2019, we'll have another plan due in August. And that coincides with our budget process. So we wanted to make sure we stayed ahead of that. Any questions?
Mr. Haggard?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did we get any update from Judge Caruso on an additional family court judge?
We did not. We actually were told it's not presently in the budget as presented a couple of weeks ago. But what we are getting is a referee who will be placed here in the March timeframe. And so they're looking for space to be able to divert and deal with some of the family court cases.
Thank you.
Is that it? Okay. No further questions from the county administrator? Okay. Any committee reports? I would remind you that come April, the committees will be scheduled to report at the committee meetings that they are responsible to, the services committee, whatnot, finance, and operations. So if you have something to report, be prepared to report it at the services, at the operations, or at the finance meeting, depending upon where you settle into one of those committees. Any old business? Any new business? I have one item of new business. Several years ago, St. Lawrence County was spending in excess of $800,000 a year on mileage. Now that's a lot of money. And the board at the time, I think it was two previous boards from this one, decided that they would rectify that by providing county vehicles for travel for its employees, for its legislators. And the idea was to save money. That's been a tremendous success. We're down to the $100,000 mark right now. So over the years, we've been able to cut a huge expense down to something a lot more manageable. The trip down to the NYSAC meeting in Albany raised an issue with me. And that issue is, should legislators be allowed to use their vehicles in lieu of a county car when one is available for transportation and be allowed to collect reimbursement for that trip? That's a question that I have, and it's a question that I want to pass on to the Fiscal Responsibility Committee and the Audit Committee. I would ask that Legislator Akers, who chairs the Fiscal Responsibility Committee, to convene both of those committees and to come up with a recommendation on whether we should have a policy, which we do not have now, or a practice, which we do have. So in other words, I was under the impression that years ago, we when I was on the board, had promulgated a policy regarding this. I come to find out there is no policy. We had been following a practice. We require the county employees to adhere to that practice. I think that legislators ought to be held to the same standards and accountability for that as county employees. But that is what I want this committee, I want them tasked to do that, to take a look at this, to see if we should establish a policy, or are we happy with the practice that we are currently operating under? Any questions? Mr. Forsythe.
Are you just referring to the NYSAC conference alone, or is there
That's
other conferences?
That's the only one that I'm referring to. But it would certainly, no matter what would be decided, be either continuing a practice or establishing a policy would be for everything. Now, listen, certainly I wouldn't expect that this committee is going to come back and say, hey, Lightfoot, you're driving to Morristown to these meetings and you're reimbursed that mileage for that. Well, it's 7 miles to Morristown. And even though the policy says that you should be taking a county car, it's utterly ridiculous for Lightfoot to drive to Canton and pick up a car, drive back, drive down to Morristown, and incur mileage on the way over, mileage on the way back just to pick up a county car. That doesn't work. I think common sense has got a rule. And so, no, I'm not advocating for these meetings that we go to our town boards, because it would be ridiculous to expect that we're going to drive to Canton to pick up a car to go to one of those things. So I think common sense has got to prevail in it, in how it's crafted, if either way.
Yeah, that was just my concern. Is if
anyone else? Mr. Burke.
I agree with this.
Thank you.
Question. I think this is a necessity to make. We asked at the time to drive to Canton, but the biggest task they have is a couple of miles to call. We asked them to drive instead of time coming to several.
And I agree 100%. And look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I think if the employees are required to do something or allowed to use some common sense, then legislators ought to be able to, you go by the same rules. I would not like to see different rules for us and a different rule for them. I don't think that would sit well. but I'm asking a committee to take a look at this. This isn't as I want. I want a committee to take a look at it, bring it back to the board. The board will decide what we're going to do. That's what I would like to see. And I would like to have that committee's determination at the next Finance Committee meeting, if that is agreeable with Mr. Akers. Go ahead. Then I'm happy with not setting a day. I would leave it to the committee.
So I guess I would request the policy that Steve Buck read off the last time was pertaining to assignments for mileage primarily.
It was, and it was, well, it's a policy that the board looked at that determined who would travel when and how that process would be appealed or decided. Yes. And also, I can write up what the current practice is.
So if you would send that to the members, and then I would ask that, if possible, I don't have a complete list of the members of those committees with me right here, if that we could be at, say, 4:30 on the 25th.
Mr. Arqua.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, do you have names in front of you?
Yes, I do. Yep.
But you'll be making those, right?
The Fiscal Stability Budget Review Committee is chaired by you and Mr. Leader, Mr. Fay, Nancy Arquette, and myself are members of that committee. The Audit Committee is Mr. Fay and Mr. Reagan. And I would like to see them included because they are the ones that are approving or disapproving mileage requests.
So is 4:30 on the 25th for anybody? And 4:30 on the 25th for the Finance Committee, that'll give us about an hour of that discussion. And if you'll send out the previous documents that I have on the program.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Reagan.
The Mr. Burke raised an interesting point a few minutes ago. I'm just, Ruth, could we find out whether or not that's an issue with any of the department's employees so that we know, you know, what the practice is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Is there any other new business? Seeing none, next on the agenda is executive session, for which we have a need for litigation, negotiations, personnel, and appointments. So a motion to go into executive session by Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Mr. Fay. All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Back to the 15th.
Yeah. Moving right along, we'll go over the appointments again in public session, please. You move for their appointment?
I move for their appointment.
Is there a second? Take your pick. Any further discussion on those appointments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer for reappointment to the Fish and Wildlife Management Board for a term to expire on 12/31/2020. Don Sadu of Governor. I would move his appointment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Haggard, Mr. Leader, any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'm going to read off the list of appointments, okay? Ag and Farmland Protection Board, Larry Denisha. Alternatives to Incarceration Board, John Burke. Audit Committee, Dan Fay and Jim Reagan. Fiscal Stability Budget Review Committee, Kevin Akers, Chair, Henry Leader, Dan Fay, Nancy Arquette, and myself. Board of Health, Kevin Akers. Board of Trustees for Supreme Court Library, Dave Haggard. Community Development Program Board of Directors, Joe Finnegan as my representative. Community Services Board, Kevin Akers. Consolidation, Dan Fay, Chair, Dave Haggard, John Burke, myself. Cornell Cooperative Extension, Larry Denisha. EMS Advisory Board, Rita Curran. Environmental Management Council, Nicole Terminelli. Fire Advisory Board, Larry Denisha. Fish and Wildlife Management Board, Region 6, Rita Curran. Fisheries Advisory Board, U.S. Department of the Interior, Nicole Terminelli. Governor Fair Board, Henry Leader. Health Insurance Committee, Dave Forsyth, Chair. Rick Perkins, Rita Curran, and myself. Highway Solid Waste Committee, Larry Denisha, Chair. Bill Sheridan, Nancy Arquette, Rita Curran, and myself. Indian Land Claims, Tony Arquette, and myself. IDA, Jim Reagan. Intercounty Legislative Committee of the Adirondacks, Nancy Arquette. Jury Board, Bill Sheridan. Labor Management Committee, Dave Forsyth, Chair. Henry Leader, and myself. Legislative Liaison Committee, Kevin Akers, Jim Reagan, and myself. Negotiations, Rick Perkins, Chair, Kevin Akers, and myself. Office for the Aging, Larry Denisha. Planning Board, Dan Fay. Recreational and Trails Advisory Board, Tony Arquette and Bill Sheridan. RVRDA, Dave Forsyth. Space Committee, Henry Leader, Chair, Kevin Akers, Larry Denisha, Tony Arquette, Dave Haggard, and myself. St. Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, Nancy Arquette. Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Directors, Kevin Akers and John Burke. Youth Advisory Board, Nicole Terminelli. The Vacancy Committee, all legislators are appointed to that on a rotating basis. Local Government Task Force, Rita Curran. the Opioid Task Force, Rita Curran, and the Emergency Services Director Search Committee, Tony Arquette Chair, Rita Curran, Jim Reagan, Dave Forsyth, and Rick Perkins. Did everybody get what you know they need to know? I beg your pardon? You want to go through it again? Thank you very much. Is there a motion to it? What do we got? Oh, I've got one more. And that is the Capital District off-track betting. I sent an email out to everybody, and I told you who I would recommend. I did not get any other names back, so I am going to name former legislator Don Hooper to that board, unless there's some objection. And I see none. So that will happen immediately. Okay? Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Dave Forsyth, Nancy Arquette, we're adjourned.
Search committee, if you want to stay right where you are, I'll bring you the material and we can let everyone clear out. And
yeah. Thank you, everybody. I scribbled all over this. What do you do with these? You just throw them out?
Okay. Yep.
All right.